California vows to continue fighting Trump's tariffs despite court defeat. California Attorney General Rob Bonta vowed to continue fighting President Donald Trump's tariffs in court after a judge dismissed a state lawsuit June 2nd. U.S. District Judge Jacqueline Corley in San Francisco ruled Monday to dismiss the state's case, allowing the state to file an appeal. The judge didn't consider whether the tariffs were constitutional, but instead examined if the lawsuit should be moved to the Court of International Trade, as requested by the president. Having carefully considered the party's submissions and with the benefit of oral argument on May 22, 2025, the court concludes this action falls within the CIT's exclusive jurisdiction, Corley stated in her ruling. California requested dismissal of the suit instead of a transfer to the CIT, Corley added. The judge dismissed the case without prejudice, which allows the state to refile. The state's lawsuit alleged the president had overstepped his authority and has violated the separation of powers doctrine by using emergency powers. California asked the judge to block the tariffs, claiming they are not authorized by the emergency statute. Bonta responded to the judge's ruling Monday, vowing to appeal. Today, our lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's disastrous and illegal tariffs was allowed to remain in California pending our incoming appeal, Bonta said in a statement Monday. We strongly believe this case belongs in federal district court and are pleased the court considered our wishes in dismissing this case, so we have the opportunity to seek review. The White House responded to the judge's ruling Tuesday, claiming it as another positive step for the president's trade policies. Once again, the Trump administration's legal arguments on tariffs are vindicated, making it clear that tariffs are an issue to be litigated exclusively in the Court of International Trade. White House spokesman Kush Desai told the Epoch Times in an email Tuesday, "District courts have no jurisdiction over the IEPA tariffs. California Democrats should focus on their state's massive problems instead of forum shopping to haphazardly undermine the Trump administration's trade policies that protect the national and economic security of the United States," Desai added. Bonta and Governor Gavin Newsom sued President Trump on April 16, claiming the tariffs were unlawful, chaotic, and would impact the state's economy. A spokesman for Newsom said the state is optimistic. Multiple courts have ruled against President Trump's use of emergency powers to enact these unlawful tariffs, spokeswoman Tara Gallegos told the Epoch Times in an email Tuesday. This decision did not depart from those. It dismissed the case on a procedural ground. We disagree, as did a federal court in D.C. We have appealed the decision, and we expect to prevail. Newsom also filed a friendly brief in the CIT on May 13th in support of Oregon and its lawsuit challenging the president's tariffs. California is the nation's largest importer and second largest exporter, according to the state. The costs of the tariffs to California's consumers are estimated by Newsom's administration to total $25 billion, along with the loss of over 64,000 jobs. On January 20th, President Trump declared a national emergency on the southern border, saying it was overrun by cartels, criminal gangs, known terrorists, human traffickers, smugglers, unvetted military-age males from foreign adversaries, and illegal drugs. On February 1st, the president cited the Emergency Border Proclamation when he issued three executive orders imposing tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. Each executive order expanded the national emergency's scope. He also imposed a 10% tariff on all imports, with some exceptions. President Trump has since held trade negotiations with several countries and imposed or modified a variety of other tariffs.